If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration, that juice. It is August the 5th, 2023, and today the topic is, you know what you need to do, now do it. Happy Saturday, everyone. Happy Saturday. I hope that you all had a fabulous Friday. Mine was just fine. Man, started off the day quite active, I guess you would say. I had two meetings. Your girl's trying to get things to another level here on GSL. So I had a meeting with a potential marketing person. Whew, y'all be praying, because we're going to see what the Lord do. But yeah, it was a good meeting overall, though. So that was one thing. Right after that, I had another meeting with someone else talking about books. And then after that, I talked to one of my cousins, because today, Saturday, I'm supposed to be going to what is called quarter day. My family on my dad's side gets together. It seems like the neighborhood, or maybe the whole city of Locust Grove, they get together. And it's something, I guess, that my family puts on. So it'll be my first time going. So I'm excited, looking forward to go to that. So I was talking to my cousins about that, seeing if they were going to be there as well. And then after that, I knew I had to do an episode of GSL, but that got moved. So, you know, yeah. One more significant thing that I did yesterday is, me and the kid had a little bit of a movie night. I made ramen and egg rolls, and we had some rice. It wasn't fried rice, but it was some rice we had the other day. and it looked like a nice little, you know, Asian-ness meal. I made me like a barbecue chicken and broccoli ramen. I don't know, does that sound good to y'all? It was good. Yeah, I think it all came together and whatnot. Actually, my husband ended up, I thought it was going to be just me and the kid, because my husband had a meeting to go to last night. But, he got a chance to eat with us and stuff like that before he left, so we did that. Me and the kid watched a couple of movies, and I'm like, all right, kid, go ahead and go to bed, because, you know, we got an eventful day tomorrow. So, yeah, so that's what my Friday looked like. I hope y'all had a fabulous Friday. Thank you to the ones that tune in to the GSL talk show last night. Powerful, powerful episode featuring Miss Jill Schultz, y'all. You know, I hope you guys check out not only the episode, but her book, her group, and everything like that, because, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are creating resources, you know, for a variety of reasons and whatnot. And again, she details her journey with sexual trauma and things of that nature. And so y'all can tune in. Go to godsexandlove.com, and y'all should be able to catch that episode in case you missed it. But thank you to the ones that did watch and tune in. So y'all, you know what you need to do, now do it. Where was the inspiration today? Well, I would say that it partially came from me waking up at 12:47. Yeah, that's what time the Lord woke me up early this morning. And yeah, I made a note, obviously, to look up Bible 12:47, look up Strong's Concordance, all the stuff that, you know, I usually do. And I pretty much have been up ever since then. I might have fell asleep a little bit, because me and my husband, by the time he got back home, we were just talking and whatnot. And then at some point, I might have went back to sleep between when we talked and when my alarm went off. But yeah, basically, I first woke back up at 12:47. And one of the verses that was standing out to me was Luke 12:47, and it says, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. I'll say that again since I jumbled it all up. That verse says, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about that. You know, we don't like the idea of being beaten, even though Christ was beaten. So that's a whole nother thing. Christ was beaten for us. Obviously, there's something to the, the spanking aspect, but that's a whole nother conversation. Basically, what's standing out to me the most about that verse is basically saying that, again, like the title was saying, you know what you need to do, now do it. Now, I'll give you guys the backstory about that. So, when that came into my heart and mind this morning, basically I was inspired because, shout out to my cousin, his name is Michael, and he played football in high school and whatnot. I don't know how or what reason he told me this, but I remember him either saying it around me or telling me, whatever it was. He was telling me about this time on the field and said that the coach was giving, you know, that pep talk before they go out. And basically the coach was telling the team, you know what you need to do? You know, I'm saying it wrong. Let me say it right. Okay. He said the coach told them, you know what you got to do. You know what you need to do. Now do it. Now, on some hand, they was like, well, what are we supposed to do, coach? And they said, and he said that the coach just said, do it, you know? And in some ways, I feel like this is the Lord talking to us today, y'all. You know what you're supposed to do. You know what you need to do. Now do it. At the end of the day, like, and there might be some urgency to it, because even when I was getting ready to just, I was typing up the title and whatnot, I felt led to add on an exclamation point. Do it. there might be urgency behind, again, us doing the will of God. Whatever that looks like for you in your life, you guys might need to seek him individually, obviously, what he wants you to personally do. But some of you already know, right? Some of you already know what it is. You're just procrastinating and hesitating on doing it. Now, I was one as well. I'm not sitting here trying to just point fingers and be like, oh, you do it, do it, do it, do it. You know, this is me not long ago, you know, right? Before 2020, sitting on GSL, not knowing all the things that was, you know, going to come from, and not know all the amazing people that needed a place to share their testimonies. And I'm sure there's plenty of other places outside of GSL for people to share their testimonies. But what I'm saying is, I've got many reports and much feedback, especially from guests, right, that share that they needed the platform. They were looking for a platform like this to share on. And so who's to say if I never did it, you know, would all these conversations have been had? Would all these videos and content be available the way that it is now? Probably not. I mean, it wasn't around when I was needing it, you know. At least I wasn't seeing it nowhere, you know. And so we all have something, right, that someone else needs. And at the end of the day, it just behooves us to do the will of God, whatever that is. And again, it may be look very different for you. It might have nothing to do with making a talk show, right? It could be for you just getting out there and giving food to the homeless or something. You know what I mean? It could be just you giving a smile to somebody, being obedient in that regard, you know, things of that nature, just living out the life of Christ every day, could be that thing. And we still struggle, right? A lot of us struggle with the doing it part. And so that's what this conversation is about today. Again, let's keep going. Let's see what other verses that the Lord shared with me this morning. So, James 4 and 17, it says, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. So, I mean, it's a major consequence to know the right thing to do and not do it. Again, we all fall short. We all sin. Yes. But I guess what I'm receiving here is, again, like, there's some people that don't know, right? And so they may be ignorant to the fact that this or that may be sin, or this or that may be wrong. But when you come to the knowledge of the truth, then that now you're held to another standard because now you know there's no excuse for you and things of that nature. And so, again, not to be like anybody listening to the sound of my voice, you should already know, but maybe, you know what I mean? Like, I think if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're, you know, pursuing Christian content or whatever the case may be, then you're someone that already knows, right? You know the will of God to some capacity. You may not fully know what you're supposed to do, right? You may be confused about your purpose. You may be confused about, you know, what it is exactly that the Lord wants to do. And there's grace for that, right? But there are some that are like literally sitting on their God-given talents. They're sitting on the visions that God has given them. They are sitting on every aspect of doing the will of God. And then they're confused about why life isn't where it should be. And you're going to come, listen, as somebody that's been there, right? I'm sitting here saying that it's like one of the most uncomfortable things to be out of the will of God. Like, so uncomfortable, especially if you're somebody that's still tapped into having a conscience and you're still tapped into the Holy Spirit working within you and whatnot. You're going to be in the most uncomfortable space ever when you're out of the will. I mean, now this is my testimony and whatnot. If you are comfortable, right, with being out of the will, then that means that you're not a child of God. In my humble opinion, now y'all can correct me if I'm wrong or whatever, but I believe that that's a clear indication that you are probably not in the will of God nor a child of God. If you are comfortable, right, and completely okay with being out of the will of God. You know, that's neither here nor there. I mean, I don't know where that came from, but I'm just saying, like, in case you're wondering, right? If you're wondering, like, well, I don't feel no way about not doing God's will. I don't feel no way about not answering the call. I don't feel no way about not sharing the gospel. I don't feel no way. If that's you, then you're probably not a child of God. And I mean, you know, and I would say the future looks grim for you based on what the Bible has to say about people with that heart and mindset. But for those that proclaim that you know, you understand the will of God and X, Y, and Z, and you're just procrastinating, still, there's just things to think about when it comes to that. Because again, it's saying here that it's sin for you to know what's right and to not do it. And so, yeah, let's keep going. So then John 13:17, it says, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I mean, it's very clear. I mean, all of these verses are very clear. Like, I don't know why we get confused about it at all. Like, you know, I guess I've just had so many encounters and conversations. Even with myself, though. See, I can't sit here and just be, like, talking about other people. At the end of the day, I went through this myself. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, again, I find myself more blessed the more I do the will of God. The times when I was out of the will, I was confused. I was, you know, feeling like something was missing. I was not in a good place. And now I'm like, hey, you know, the God be glorified for all the blessings and all the things that he's doing. But it just feels so much better. It's I don't know, it just feels better to be in the will of God. That's my testimony. I ain't gonna even talk about the other thing that I was gonna get ready to say, because I mean, I've made observations, but that's not important. Basically, this is just for anybody and everybody, even myself. This is holding me accountable, right? If I feel like I'm in the will of God now, I need to stay in the will of God, right? You know, if you want to be blessed, right? We talked about this yesterday, didn't we? Didn't we talk about, like, yeah, telling God your plans and just, like, if you want the things to be established, the things that you do for the Lord is what's going to be established. Like, well, anyway, y'all can go deeper about all that and seek the Lord. But anywho, one more verse to share about this, y'all, and it's Matthew 7:21. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven. Friends, I think this is probably, I heard someone say that this is probably one of the scariest things and possibly one of the scariest verses in the Bible. because there's plenty of people that are feeling like they on the right track, right? There's plenty. I would have called myself a believer when I was in sin. You know what I mean? I would have called myself, oh, I know about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I would have believed that. But on the flip side, if my life, right, doesn't speak that same thing, if the things I do and say don't reflect that same thing, then I'm, you know, I guess a liar and the truth isn't in me. And that's something, again, that is biblical. And so, yeah, unfortunately, you know, there are people that proclaim that God is their Lord, or proclaim that they are Christians, or proclaim that they believe, whatever the case is, but they don't do the will of God. They don't consider him for any aspect of their life. You know, maybe they might take some time on a Sunday, but that's probably it. That's just a really troubling place to be, basically. To think that you're there and then you're not. And so, I mean, it's just one of those things, y'all. It's just, you know, something to keep into our heart and minds. Ultimately, you know what you need to do. Now do it. Very important to do the will of God. And I mean, I guess ultimately that's the juice. That's the juice. Now listen, the Bible verse of today is Amos 5:24. It says, but let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a misty stream, or mighty as a mighty stream. Friends, I hope that you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us, because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.